Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra. We are in the 10th Perek, the 3rd Mishnah. Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Kosin get le'ish, afa pishayin ishoim out. We can write a get for a man even though his wife is not with him. V'hashovar le'isha, and we can write a receipt for a woman, afa pishayin bala ima, even though her husband is not with her. Uvad sheim akiran, provided that we recognize them, and that the husband pays the fee. This is all reference to a get, different process and different stages of a get. In general, though, this is different because in general, for a document to be legally valid, they have to be written with the knowledge and consent of the one to whose detriment they are. For example, a loan document can only be written with the authorization of the borrower. The lender, of course, can refuse to lend the money without receiving the document, but it can only be issued if the borrower is okay with it. And this, as we mentioned before, the exception to the rule is the get for a divorce. And the Mishnah is going to go in to a little bit more depth on this. Another type of document, Kosin Shtar Lova, the Mishnah explains that you can write a document for a borrower, afa pishayin amava imo, even though the lender is not with him. But in kosin amava achielo imo, you don't write for a lender unless the borrower is with him. Again, balova knows and schar, and lova has to pay for it, the borrower has to pay for it. Again, here that general rule that we had mentioned is at play, that the person whose detriment the document serves has to be present at the time of its signing. And again, another case of this example. Kosin shtar lamocher afa pishayin lokeach imo. We can write a document for a seller when the purchaser is not there. Ve'ein kosin lokeach ad she'mocher imo. But we can't write a document for the buyer unless the seller is there. The lokeach nosan schar, and the buyer has to pay the fee. And again, this is a case where it's the seller's detriment, and therefore he has to be present for the document to work. Mishnah Dalet. We don't write documents for Erisin, which is the betrothal stage. Again, as we mentioned in previous Mishnah, marriages back when, where there would be this engagement, this Erisin, this form of engagement where there was a betrothal, and you would need a get to undo that. It was a legally binding contract, Minisuin, and the actual wedding. Elamidashneim, both these documents have to be done with both the Chasan and the Kala there. And the Chasan has to pay the fee for the documents. In kosin shtari arisus v'kablanos elamidashneim, another group, we don't write a sharecropping contract or rental contract unless both parties are there. And v'hamikabo nosein schar, and the tenant would have to pay the fee. And in kosin shtari beirin v'chol masa basin elamidashneim, we can't write documents of designation or any other court judgment except if both parties are present. They both split the fee. Rishon ben Gamliel says the two of them write two separate documents, each for their own property.